How's your blood going?
Yeah, good. Very good.
You haven't written a word, have you?
You just wrote still has trust issues.
And you read my writing upside down. You see what I mean? John. You're a soldier. It's going to take you a while to adjust to civilian life. And writing a blog about everything that happens to you will honestly help you.
Nothing happens to me.
Ruddy car.
You went to Waterloo, I'm sorry.
Get a cab.
I never get cabs.
I love you.
When?
Get a cab. A happy man who lived life to the full. He loved his family and his work. And that he should have taken his own life in this way is a mystery and a shock to all who knew him.
Still dancing.
Yeah, if you can call it that.
Just get the car keys.
Got them out of her bag.
Where is she?
The body of Beth Davenport, Junior Minister for Transport, was found late last night on a building site in Greater London. Preliminary investigation suggests that this was suicide. We can confirm that this apparent suicide closely resembles those of Sir Geoffrey Patterson and James Villamore. In the light of this, these incidents are now being treated as linked. The investigation is ongoing, but Detective Inspector Lestrade will take questions now.
Detective Inspector, how can suicides be linked?
Well, they all took the same poison. They were all found in places they had no reason to be. None of them had shown any prior indication.
But you can't have serial suicides.
Well, apparently you can.
These three people, there's nothing that links them?
There's no link we found yet, but we're looking for it. There has to be one.
If you've all got texts, please ignore them.
It just says wrong.
Yeah, well, just ignore that. Okay, if there are no more questions for Detective Inspector Lestrade, I'm going to bring the session to an end.
If they're suicides, what are you investigating?
As I say, these suicides are clearly linked. But it's an unusual situation. We've got our best people investigating.
It says wrong again.
One more question. Is there any chance that these are murders? And if they are, is this the work of a serial killer?
I know that you like writing about these, but these do appear to be suicides. We know the difference. The poison was clearly self-administered.
Yes, but if they are murders, how do people keep themselves safe?
Well, don't commit suicide.
Daily Mail.
Obviously, this is a frightening time for people, but all anyone has to do is exercise reasonable precautions. We are all as safe as we want to be.
Stop him doing that. He's making us look like idiots.
If you can tell me how he does it, I'll stop him.